Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Lindy, just help the players just to know the owner will come in and talk to them, and even the coaches or whatever. Does it mean a lot that he comes in and does that?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. I thought it was incredible what he did. Showed up, and Terry cares. He's passionate about what's happening here. And, like, for him to take the time to come in, I think it meant a lot to everybody.
What type of answer did you expect tonight from the team and coach?
You know, we have come out of the chute pretty well almost in every game. Even the Toronto game. We'll be ready to play. We just got to play a complete 60 minutes.
I was talking to Tage, and he says, that's great that what you said after the Toronto game, but he said, it's on us. He goes, we're the players here. We're the ones that have to come out and play. And, he said, we have to take responsibility for what we're doing in there. How do you feel about that, him saying that?
Yeah, I think you put them in that position to try and succeed. I think they understand that under duress, you've got to make some decisions on the ice. They're just yours. The coach doesn't make those. We all have to take ownership in this situation.
I know Darlene. I assume Darlene is not an option for today, but how much is he an option for Friday?
I don't have the answer. It was just another good day, Mike. He had a good day yesterday, a good day this morning. Hasn't been in a practice, so I think we'll evaluate when we get him in one on Thursday.
Would you tell he was excited to just be back with the guys and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he came in to be part of this too, and I think that's what this is all about. We're all in this together.
Greenway left early. Is it the same thing, and will he be able to play?
Yeah, Greenway did leave early, doubtful for the game.
When you have kind of consistent lapses in games, you are a young team, and I know you're probably tired of hearing that, but have you been able to identify any reasons behind those consistent lapses in games?
It's been a lot of different things. So you really can't pinpoint, one thing. Sometimes it's puck management. Sometimes it's been a tough penalty at an inopportune time. But there's a lot of when big mistakes happen in a game, there's a lot of things that go wrong.
How can you help them when they do have a two-goal lead? Like they've had in more than one of these games, it seems like they play differently all of a sudden, and then it goes away. How can you help them is it right to say play the same way you've been playing to get that lead and not change what you're doing?
I think that's the point you try to drive home is, and I thought we were, but we had a tough shift where we turned the puck over. I gave them a little bit of life. We had played well to that point, had created two or three really good opportunities. So you can look at the game-winning goal. We had a great offensive opportunity. We had a whiff on a shot from the point by Bryce that ended up going to them. Now you got to go back to your end and play tired. So that it is a lot of different things that happen.
Lindy, you were the only one in that room who was here the day Terry walked in 2011. What was your reaction when you heard he was coming to talk to the team?
I thought it was great. I think any time that the owner cares that much to come in, it sends a message that resonates throughout the locker room.
When did you find out that was going to happen?
I don't know if it was confirmed until later after the Toronto game.
And speaking of like its message, is it your own message? Is it a preoccupation that it can be carried as much as you'd want in the room when it's not full of veterans that can usually, relay from the coach to the younger players?
You can't just say younger players. I think we have games that players that are young but have a lot of games. So it is about understanding that even if you only have 150 games or you have 300 games, but you're young in age, you've got a lot of NHL games.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed, a hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.